So I want to try something a little bit different today, and Luke is going to help me with this. Today I am going to, for our first scripture reading, I am going to try to tell this story. And Luke, this is going to be our time together to kind of try to bring the story of Joseph alive. And this will be our children's time. So I'm going to scoot down here and this is our story together, and you're going to help me with it. Do you remember, Luke, the story of Joseph? It's a long story in the Bible, and he was in the Old Testament. This is not Jesus' father, Luke, Joseph. This is another Joseph. This is the very first Joseph. Joseph had a lot of brothers. Do you know how many brothers he had? Five? No. He had 11 brothers. There were 12 of them. That's a lot of brothers. And he was one of the youngest. He had a baby brother, but he was one of the youngest. So in a family like that, sometimes the different brothers and sisters have like different experiences. And the older brothers, they thought that their father loved Joseph better. Now, why would they think that? You know what their father gave Joseph? Yep, that's right. He gave him a robe with lots of beautiful colors. That's right. So it was probably a pretty expensive robe, like pretty expensive gift. And maybe the older brothers, maybe they didn't have a robe like that. Maybe they had something that was just brown, just one color. So they were a little bit jealous. And you know what Joseph also did? He was a little bit of a braggart. Joseph tended to say, I'm better than you are. Nah, 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 nah. And do we like people who say that? Not much, not much. Yeah. Well, Joseph did have a very special gift. And his gift was that he had these dreams from God, and he knew what they meant. So one day he went to his brothers and he said, I had a very special dream that God told me that I was going to be a big, important person one day and that you weren't. Basically, you're going to be coming and groveling to me. Now, do you think his brothers like that? Not much, not much. So finally one day, everything snapped. Something snapped for his brothers and they said, we can't put up with this anymore. In fact, they got so mad, Luke, that they said, we've got to get rid of him. Not only do we have to get rid of him, but we've got to kill him. That was pretty serious. They were really mad. But they didn't end up killing him. They ended up selling him into slavery because they thought, well, maybe we really shouldn't kill him. That's really bad. But slavery is pretty bad too. That'll punish him. So Joseph went into slavery in Egypt for many, many years. And while he was there, he did, in fact, rise to a position of power, and he helped the Pharaoh and helped the whole country in a time of famine where there was not enough food. He helped them figure out a system for so everybody would be fed. And not just everybody, Luke, in their country, but people started coming from outside Egypt. And you know who came? His brothers. His brothers, who had sold him into slavery in Egypt, came, and they were asking him for a favor. They said, could you please give us something to eat? He recognized them, but they didn't recognize him at first. And he did give them food. But everybody was still a little bit wondering, we did bad stuff to him. Does he really forgive us? And that's where we get to the passage today, where their father has died and the brothers are worried. They come to him and they say, Joseph, before dad died, he said that you should forgive us. So please, please, Joseph, please forgive us because dad said to, and we're really, really sorry for what we did. And Joseph was really kind of moved by that. In fact, he cried a little bit and his brothers cried a little bit. They were really sorry. They said, we'll be your slaves if you like. And here's what Joseph said to them, and I'm going to read this to you. He said, don't be afraid. Am I God? Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good in order to preserve a numerous people. So God meant to do good so that he could bring you out of famine and save you all. So don't fear, I will provide. So that's the end of the story of Joseph. It was a long story. There were lots of different things happening in it, but he's somebody who knew how to forgive, and that's something we're talking about today in our sermon. So will you say a prayer with me? Dear God, I ask you to bless Luke and all the children of our congregation and all of the children of our community. Bless them and keep them safe from all harm. Make sure they have enough to eat. Make sure they have people who watch over them. And most of all, help them to know how much you love them. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being part of the story. Oh, and this is something for you. This is a little worksheet about Joseph, and you can keep that. You can read his story, and there's some things that you can work on whenever you like.